The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, Minnesotan it up. Let's go.
Somebody turned my microphone away from me. They didn't want to hear me talk.
That was me.
Was it you?
I didn't want to. I didn't want to hear your chair creaking again all week.
All right.
Fix it. Minnesotan, let's go.
Hey, I know you don't have an opinion on this, but I'll ask you anyways because I was thinking about the other day.
What's your opinion that you don't have in your opinion?
Which Van Halen singer do you like better, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar? Or do you not even know the difference?
I know they're two different guys, and I know they sound different, but I don't care. I don't give a shit. Either or, it's fine.
Because here's my thing about it, and then there's got to be someone out there that relates to what I'm saying, that Eddie Van Halen's such a good guitarist, but it was wasted on 30,000 different love songs during the Sammy Hagar era.
I guess.
Like David Lee Roth had a song called Don't Talk About Love. We're not talking about love.
Yeah, I know that song.
So he's like, we're just fucking. We're not talking about love here. Then Sammy Hagar comes along and he's got, you know, How Do You Know It's Love? And When Love Comes Around and Love Is in the Basement. And
Love Is in the Basement?
I don't know. He's making love story. Okay. Every song is about love. Enough. Rock and roll isn't about love.
It's true. It's about banging.
About banging and doing drugs.
Banging
and
groupies.
Some more banging. It's all doing drugs and banging at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's our dream.
I know. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
What, you're not a fan of love ballads?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do like a good love song.
Yeah, listen, I mean, some of them are good.
I like Love Hurts. Love hurts. Ooh.
You know I'm not a fan of music, so I really don't care. I'm,
if I was when me singing, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a very good singer. Anyways, I guess there's a new trend going on in L.A. called celebrity swatting.
Like you hit them? If you see them, you give them a whack?
That's what I thought. Like Clint Eastwood is newest victim of swatting whatever.
Get the fuck out of here, old man! Whack!
That's what I thought was going
on. He looks like shit.
You get out of here.
How old? Do people think he's tough?
Come on, he's in his 80s.
But you play a tough guy in the movies. Do you think he's tough?
He plays an old curmudgeon now. That's his part.
Yeah, but he's an old curmudgeon with a gun, usually.
Well, when you're a curmudgeon, you gotta protect yourself, Mark.
Listen, I'm young and I need to protect myself.
Yeah.
I'm scared of everyone.
But I guess celebrity swatting is when you call the police and report that there's a robbery at the house. So all the police show up at Clint Eastwood's house and, you know, he's just sitting in there, I don't know, pissing himself, whatever old people do.
So what do you think like the paparazzi do that just so they can get a picture?
No, they've said that it's like 12-year-old punks are doing it, like kids. It's a prank.
Huh.
I guess a couple weeks before.
Everyone knows where celebrities live?
Oh, yeah. In L.A., it's common knowledge.
Yeah.
Dude, you could go, when you get to L.A., as soon as you get the plane, you can buy maps of the stars.
Well, as soon as I get there, that's what I'm going to do.
Which is kind of bullshit. Like, if you're a star, all of a sudden,
I know. Not everyone knows where I live.
I mean, you're going out for the mail, and all of a sudden, a tour bus comes by with like a bunch of tourists. Like, oh, there he is, getting the mail.
My cock hanging out. You know, I get my mail in the nude.
If you were as famous, would you care about people? Like, would you care about paparazzi that much?
Probably not. I don't give a shit. Listen, I'm gonna go inside and count my money. You take some pictures, whatever, buddy.
What if you were on your first date? I guess that'd be impressive.
Yeah.
These fucking pop. I'd pay, like,
I know.
Some, like, all right, guys, here's some high-end cameras.
You're trying to impress a chick.
Take my pictures when I'm coming out. Do you think you could trick the paparazzi? Like, if you hire, like, six guys with really fancy cameras to take your picture in L.A. and people, like, other paparazzi will take your picture?
Probably. They'll start showing up. It's like the movie, the classic, Can't Buy Me Love. You get the fucking hot chick. That's my new girlfriend. And now everyone else thinks I'm a cool guy.
Does that work, though?
Yes. I've done it.
You have? What hot chick did you have?
Well, listen, I'm a 35-year-old man, so I went to high school, and I got a 15-year-old girl to be my girlfriend. And let me tell you something. Work like a fucking charm. All the other kids at school thought it was awesome.
Can I help you, sir? I'm a new student.
No, I didn't pretend to be a student. I would just hang out.
Do you ever go to lunch with her? Do you ever buy her lunch? Like, here's 85 cents. Buy her something.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know,
although I hear lunches are a lot more expensive now.
Sometimes I pay like $2, bump it up, get a cookie with that.
I don't know. Lunches are probably like $3 now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weren't you on the lunch plan where you got free lunches?
Sometimes it'd be reduced. You have the, you know, you have either you bring your own, it's free, or in the middle, it's reduced. It's like, you know, maybe I'll pay like $1.25.
I was always jealous the people who brought their own because they had so much better stuff.
Well, I mean, it all depends what your mom gives you.
But yeah, because, well, I guess
if your mom gives you shit? Here's a pickle and a can of peas. I don't know.
I remember when I was first starting to go to school, I get really sad when I got open up my lunch because my mom made it for me.
Why would that make you sad?
I missed her, you know?
I miss you, Mama.
Fucking she pussy. Made that sandwich. She
with
spread,
love.
She spread that peanut butter with love.
Does she spread it with
Not
her,
literally.
What if she spread it with her hand? What if she didn't believe him? Listen, she's a pacifist. No butter knives in the house. She just dipped her fingers in there and fucking smeared it on some bread.
She's your mom.
Your mom isn't my mom.
That reminds me of my cousin. When he'd stay overnight, he'd yell at my mom because he put peanut butter on the wrong side of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
He'd yell at your mom?
Yeah.
Well, tell him to go fuck himself. You don't go yelling at someone.
No, I can't eat this. I like the peanut butter on top.
Oh, fucking flip the sandwich over.
Nope. That doesn't work. You gotta do it. It all seeps in a certain way. I don't know. He didn't like it that way either.
Oh, tell him to go fucking home then.
My cousin hated coming over to my house because there was no rules at his place. So when he came to my parents' house, there'd be rules, and he'd be, like, fucking bored. Like,
you know what? I don't like those houses where the kids are just fucking running wild.
It was a nice vacation every once in a while when I'd go over and stay over at his house.
It makes me nervous. Like, when I take my son somewhere to, like, one of his friend's houses, and the parents there kind of don't give a fuck, and it's just a tornado of kids just fucking hitting and shoving and just going crazy, and it's like, hey, fucking watch it here.
Wait, you leave them alone with other people?
No, I'm there.
Oh, okay.
Please. What am I, crazy? I don't trust anybody.
I was a 4-year-old. I have friends.
Not from school.
Those aren't friends.
There's his friend. He has friends.
I don't call his friends. Are they talking to each other at night on the phone?
He doesn't use the phone so
much. What's going on, buddy?
What are you watching, that new SpongeBob? Did you see that? That squirrel's looking hot today. Did you see her? Seen a little bit of squirrel toe. Nice.
What are you up to tomorrow? You want to get a beer?
No, but you know what? And then some of them, they just kind of just running wild. And they're like, you know what? It makes me nervous. Like, listen, can you tell your kid to stop fucking shoving my kid?
Listen, Mark, boys will be boys.
Some people have that philosophy. They just kind of let their kids run wild and look like they're being kids. Let them be.
Chances are they're not going to get that hurt.
Well, I'm not taking that chance.
Listen, I went through my whole childhood without breaking a bone. Or actually, I've gone my whole life without breaking a bone.
Yet. I'll fucking break you.
Listen, unless I get in a car wreck, I'm probably not breaking. I've even snowboarded.
Well, you like climbing trees, so at some point.
I went snowboarding. There's some period in my life, I think like 2006, I decided, you know what? I'm going to snowboard.
Yeah, it was during that time where you decided not to talk to me for a few weeks, and you went off on your own and got a snowboard. And you know if I were there, I would have told you not to.
I got a snowboard, and I found a girl would break my heart. All in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I would have told you, like, dude, stay away from that chick, and don't waste the money on that fucking snowboard.
Yeah, it was right after our trip to Miami. We had a breakup.
Now you learned. Now you know.
So anyway, I got the snowboard, and of course I'm shitty at it. In my head, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be good at it. So I'm slowly going on. I'm like,
ooh.
I kept falling down, and I bruised my tailbone so bad. I must have fractured it because for like 5-6 years after, like until like maybe 2 or 3 years
ago,
it
still hurt. I mean, when a dude would be fucking you, it would hurt, you know, to this day it does.
At least a couple years ago, it was still hurting. So anyway,
when a dude fucked you,
I'm going down. Next thing you know, they have the ski lift and then the pole coming down from the ski lift. It's like, you know, it's like a ditch around
it. I've never been skiing. I'm going to have to take your word for all this shit.
Either way, I'm stuck in a ditch around the pole. I'm just like, what am I going to do now? I can't get out. I'm on a fucking snowboard. Everyone else like a professional. But I'll tell you, I love being around
The cabin
place because there's always hot chicks around.
Yeah, we've discussed it before.
I think we should get some gear and just go wander around there.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. You just get, you know, put your gear on and just wander around. I mean, that would be awesome. Like, I don't actually want to fucking ski. I don't want to ski. I don't want to snowboard. I don't like leaving my house. But being, like, indoors somewhere, you know, with there's chicks around, I'll do that.
So you know what you do is you go up to the thing, like, and somehow you sneak back on there and go back down and, like, ooh, That was a good run, huh?
No, dude, I don't need to go pretending.
What if a really hot chick's like, hey, Mark, you want to go for a run? And you'd be like, nah,
I'm gonna.
You know when I tweaked my knee on the way down last
time? Yeah, you make an excuse. It's like,
she's not gonna have respect for you, Mark.
What? I can't be hurt?
Nope.
No, you can be hurt, but have a really cool story of something awesome you did. That's why you're hurt.
Oh, get a makeup artist to make it look like the bone sticking out of your arm. She'll think you're cool.
Hey, see this bone? You want it to penetrate you?
Penetrate my flesh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's wrap it up. I have to sneeze. I don't want to sneeze on the air.
Ah, you asshole.
I don't want to sneeze on the air.
Fine. HotShowWhiskeyGoods.com. Hurry up.
No, I'm fine. It's gone.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, why don't you go to iTunes and leave a review for us? And also,
Full Souls, Mini Soul, Shut Up, Watch the Movie.
Tinsley Reagan, wonderful interview we did with her.
Long
extra
form.
Double show.
Extra double, triple.
Don't play it in front of your kids or at work.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
But it's good.
For adults.
HotShowWizKids.com.